And now it's letter time. Our editor, Sasha Woodruff, is here with me. Hey, Sasha.
Hey, Tony. How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. So it sounds like a lot of listeners chimed in after they heard Tuesday's roundtable that featured two white bloggers talking about race relations in the Obama era.
That's right. Here's a sampling of what they wrote. First off, Ibrahim Siddiq wrote us this on our website. I applaud News & Notes for taking the initiative for this particular program. I also applaud the two guests, both of whom I think addressed a wide spectrum of the impact of the Obama win on race relations in the U.S. The fact that this particular roundtable discussion took place on News & Notes is in itself a testament to the impact of the Obama election and the possibilities for increased healing, not only among blacks and whites, but among all Americans.
C. Epstein wrote us this about the guests Dan Agin and Brandon Perkins. I have to admit that I was a bit uncomfortable and embarrassed to listen to the perspectives of Mr. Perkins in particular, because he did seem to be on the defensive and not even aware of it. I was hoping that black listeners wouldn't ascribe his attitudes to all whites. Thank you, Mr. Agin, for hammering home the non-homogeneity point.
And Justin Strout sent us this. I thought both guests made terrific points. I wish I could have seen this, quote, defensive posturing of Mr. Perkins, but as a fellow white man firmly ensconced in the hip-hop generation, I'm pretty sure that defensiveness came more from the caliber of intellectuals the very young journalist was up against rather than some race discomfort.
This also came into us from James Patton in Brooklyn, New York. I have heard a disappointing number of guests on News & Notes downplay the significance of the Obama presidency. America's societal identity has substantively and demonstrably changed. America is no longer a racist society. Racists still exist, of course, but they are now, by definition and beyond argument, the exception and not the rule. The war is over, and now civil rights activists must radically shift their focus to winning the peace.
And finally, Ruthie Curtis in Marietta, Georgia, wrote us to say she thought the interview you did with football great Jim Brown was one of the best she's heard on NPR. She sent us this. I had followed this legend for a lot of my 55 years in the sports world and into his life after football. Tonight gave me greater insight into this legend and what he truly means to our society. Well, that's it for letters. Please keep your thoughts coming over the next few months.
To write us, just log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from. Make sure you pick News & Notes when you write to us.
And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name.
Sasha, thank you.
No problem, Tony.